me, I got enough money to buy that double house.
Right.
And he said, you leave upstairs, I leave downstairs, you take care of me, and he,
yeah.
He never come home. Oh, that's wow. Like you say, you give him and then I
yeah.
pay.
Right. Yeah.
They promise, but then they don't pay.
They don't
and they all, they did it to them. Countrymen too, the paisans. They
yeah,
they knew
yeah.
him well.
Yeah.
Lend me the money. And then the people that they didn't know, what they would do is, they said that they had usury laws. Like the most you could charge was 8%. So if you can convict somebody, like you lend me money, I say, I'm going to give you 20%.
Oh, yeah.
All I do is I go to the cop and I say, he's taking, he's, you know,
yeah.
too much. And then you don't have to pay him back nothing.
Yeah. And so. My father-in-law, he was close to Detroit, and he says, if I was Italian, they want to go in the state. So Detroit is a river between Pontiac,
yeah.
Mexican, and they take them cross
mm-hmm.
with the boat, cross the river. They make them pay before,
and then they leave them in the river.
Was, if they could go straight, they don't find no police.
Yeah.
They land. If they don't, they throw them in the river.
Right.
So you know how many Italian went down in the river?
Mm. Yeah.
Because they don't want to get caught smuggling, no. So they give him a push.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah. He told me a lot of times.
Yeah.
He said one time, the mafia were here in Walnut, it's not very far. He said, they're going to have a, it was two, three family mafia, you know, they kind of don't like each other.
Yeah.
He said, family got a big party, they invite everybody, they had music, and when the music come, they will go in with the guitar and the big thing, you know, and when they sit down to open, when they open up, instead to have the instrument, to
yeah,
they
have
the machine gun.
Oh, my goodness.
The Toro, you want the best place.
Yeah. They had machine gun. He says that
you were right during the Al Capone time. You
yeah.
took smuggled the whiskey.
From here.
The,
through prohibition.
I went to see Al Capone house in Florida. It's a restaurant now. They call them Al Capone restaurant.
Hmm.
He still got a car there, or fireproof.
Where?
Yes.
In no, in Florida, in Cuba.
Oh, Cuba. In
Cuba.
Cuba. Okay.
And we went down the road. Got the house here, and this side is the ocean. In the backyard is the front yard is a road, and is the ocean. In the backyard is the ocean. They had a tunnel.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
Cost me $17 to go through the tunnel, and they open the door is the ocean. When the police come, they go in the tunnel.
In the ocean.
The
oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And they never could catch him.
Right.
They catch them because you never pay income tax.
Taxes, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
That's why they catch them.
Yeah,
otherwise,
yeah.
Elliot Ness.
Yeah.
One guy, he was a Jew. He told that Calabrese commission that I told you open up his family, they were in mixed up. One time, for Easter, he was looking for a capretto, a little goat.
A little goat.
For Easter, because that's why.
Yeah,
he said, we don't have no capretto. He said, why? Don't you got family down in Mexico? Because he said, no, in Mexico it's no money. He says, we don't go.
Oh,
we,
wow.
We stay where the money.
Stay where the money is.
Now, well,
your son lives in New York. He lives in Hempstead.
Ismero.
Oh,
my
Ismero.
Kid, my grandchildren, yeah, with the mother.
Okay.
Him, Robert, he worked not even a mile away from Ismero. He worked for the company where they do the cleanup. When
the
they have a spell.
Waste?
When they have a spell, get spell, or no spell.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say goodbye because...
Give me a kiss.